It's natural to want to compare ourselves to others, but how can we objectively do this when everyone is just posting their best bits on social media and nobody is being real? Well, this episode should help you feel less alone in your experiences in your 20s, from loneliness to how much people are earning, who's single, married, or in a situationship. I'm going to uncover it all so you get a real glimpse of what it's actually like to be a 20-something right now. I think you'll be surprised by what you hear in this episode. In order to keep bringing you guys tons of free content, we work with brand partners who you'll hear from in this episode, including an advertisement from Zopa Bank. So hello, guys. Welcome back to the Talk 20s podcast. And it's just me here in the studio today. I'm going to be doing a solo episode to talk through some of the biggest things we found out about 20-somethings when we did this massive market research survey during 2022 when we did that survey. It was still kind of COVID times. Like, it's mad to think that obviously now I'm sat here recording this podcast and COVID was like 4 years ago now. But when we did this 2 years ago, we still had like glimpses of the pandemic. There was definitely like a big, you know, not everyone was back into work properly. It was definitely a different kind of feeling to how it is now. So there were definitely some stats that I think were massively skewed by the fact that lots of us in our 20s had our 20s cut short or made different, or we just didn't get to experience a lot of things because of COVID. And the couple of things that I pulled from the results from our survey, in the past year, we asked people whether they'd struggled with any of these things. And 69.7% of people said they had poor mental health in the past year. Like, that is absolutely crazy number. And I just don't feel like we're talking about mental health at all. So many things that we see on social media, it's just a highlight reel. We just see everyone's best bits. We don't see when people are having a tough time. It's hard to actually, you know, speak to someone, let alone put that out publicly. We're just not doing it. It's not the place that most of us put that stuff. But do you want to know if other people are feeling this way? Of course you do. You don't want to feel alone. You want to feel like there's other people who are going through these things too, and that it is normal. The other thing that came out that I do think was massively linked to COVID is 61.7% of people said they struggled with loneliness in the past year. So of course, like, although this was like coming out of COVID and it wasn't the actual lockdown first year that we had, still a lot of people couldn't go out. We couldn't, you know, a lot of us weren't back in offices or were all working from home or just hadn't got back into the rhythm of getting out and doing stuff. A lot of us were anxious about doing that. And so it's kind of no surprise that, you know, young people are struggling with loneliness. But I do think we have a loneliness problem in general, regardless of COVID. I think young people really struggle to connect. And the whole point of what we're trying to do at Talk 20s is try and understand young people as much as possible so that we can help them with whatever it is they want to do in their life. So it is a different experience to be in your 20s right now than it was for our parents' generations, for our cousins' generations, for our, you know, for our kids' generations. It's completely different. And we want to understand that to its core, understand everything that is going on in our audience. And we want to represent you as much as we possibly can. And that's why surveys like this were so important. But I think 61% of people struggling with loneliness, I think a lot of people would feel alone in that. But hearing that 61% of other people also feel alone, like, that's crazy. What are the things that we can do to feel less lonely? Reach out to our friends more. Like, there's been two occasions with me and my close friends where we mainly drifted for, you know, a couple of years. And I know this has also happened with, you know, various other people that I know, that we've got back in touch with friends that we were friends with when we were a little bit younger. And that's like an amazing thing to do. Like, because especially people, they've known you from when they're younger, it's quite normal to drift. If you go to university, if you move to different places, get back in touch with a friend you haven't spoken to for a little while. What could you do? Could you go for a coffee? Could you catch up? Like, that could be the start of something amazing. So there's one little thing for you to do today, just as a little reminder. Who's that friend that you haven't messaged for a really long time? They might be feeling lonely too. Drop them a little message and ask them, you know, do you want to go grab a coffee sometime? Do you want to go for a run? Do you want to go play football? Whatever it is that you want to do, like, go ask them. So loneliness and mental health. And then another one that I think was massively came from COVID, but I also think could just be, you know, life in itself, is 51.9% of people struggle with boredom in the past year. I think that's obviously so linked to COVID. There was, you know, a lot of us were all stuck at home. I wonder if that'll be the case when we do the research this time round. Are people struggling with boredom still? Like, because that's a whole issue in itself. We asked people about the lows, of course, and the struggles and the things that they found difficult, but we also asked people for their highs, the things that they had done in the past year that they were really proud of. And I'm just going to read out a few of those things. So we had people say they had a new job, they moved house, they've improved their fitness, they'd graduated, they started saving money. All of these amazing things were so fantastic to see you guys doing. And we had like a little celebrate your success area of the survey. And it was amazing to see such a positive things. And it was a nice little reflection for people to go, what is the biggest thing I've done in the past year? What is the thing I'm most proud of? Because I think often we focus a lot on the negatives and the downsides. Or, well, I'm not in my dream job. I'm not earning enough. I'm not living where I want to live. But like, what are the things that are great? Like, let's flip it on its head. So we also asked those things. And it was just fab to see how many of you were doing such wonderful things in your 20s. And it could be in the even just simplest things. Like, I just feel a little bit happier this year. Great. Congrats. That was amazing to see all your highs and lows. Then we started asking people about the things that they were struggling with. And one of the things that we always ask about, we've got four pillars here at Talk 20s. We talk about money and finance, career and business, well-being and relationships, and then fun and adventure. And all of those are equal to one another. It's just important to worry about your career as it is to worry about whether you're having a good time with your mates, with your family, and whatever. When it came to career, we're super proud that this podcast is brought to you in partnership with our headline sponsors, Zopa Bank, who are one of the UK's leading digital banks. If you've not heard about Zopa before, they're all about fair, simple, and easy to use financial products. My personal favorite is their Zopa Smart Saver, where you can create personalized pots for your different savings goals. To check them out for yourself, head to your app store and search Zopa, that's Z-O-P-A, and start saving from £1. The interest is payable monthly and is subject to variation. Back to the show. We had some amazing stats that came through. 53.6% of people felt a loss of direction in their 20s, in the past year, in their career. 53% of people, a loss of direction. Now that can mean so many different things. It can mean like you don't really know where your job is going. It could feel a little bit stagnant. You could feel like you're not really in a job that you love. You could feel like you don't really know what you want to do with your career. Like it's overwhelming to kind of step out into adult life and, you know, go and get your first job and think, is this what I want to do for life? So many of us are thinking, no, this isn't what I want to do for life. And the thought of that absolutely petrifies me. Over half of people feel a loss of direction when it comes to their career. Like that is absolutely crazy. Not very far behind that, 52.8% of people were not enjoying their job. 52.8% of people were not enjoying their job in the past year. That's crazy. That's half of a population. Now, what we see on social media is people going, oh my God, or maybe LinkedIn I'm talking about in particular here. I've just got a promotion. I've just got promoted to this. I've just got a new job. I'm just moving and I'm looking for work. We rarely see some of the downsides. And it's really important that we see that like, okay, there's other people out there who aren't enjoying their job. I'm not the only person. You know, if you are feeling that way, there is other people out there that are feeling that way too. You are not alone. Next, we moved on to relationships. Now, relationships can be such a tricky one in our 20s. It's mostly the time when a lot of us go through it. Like we are either dating or we're in long-term relationships. Sometimes we have our first big relationship breakdown. Like there can be a lot going on, situationships, all this kind of stuff. Your mates are going through it as well. So relationships was something that we really wanted to ask you guys about. And I think it was crazy for us to see that 37% of you had love life challenges in the past year. Is that crazy or is actually that quite normal? I think it's quite normal. You know, we're all going through things that we've probably never experienced before. It's very natural. It's a very human experience that we go through, that relationships will break down, that relationships will change, that they will improve, that you'll have challenges. Also, when you first start dating someone, there are a bunch of things that you need to figure out about each other. Like, of course, you've got the honeymoon phase and all those kinds of things, but then there might be, you know, disagreements about where you're going to live or what you're going to do or whether you want kids and whether you should get married. Like, it is so normal to obviously go through this. And I think a lot of people look at what we see online and on social media and we think they've got the perfect relationship. And it's not always true. 37% of people had love life challenges in the past year. Just remember that. We also asked you guys what you wanted to learn more about and why school didn't provide this information for us. So 65% of you wanted to learn about investing. Where was that lesson in school? Genuinely, where was that lesson in school? I was never, ever taught about investing. I actually went through the investing process and I started doing it about a couple of years ago because I saw my friends who are finfluencers. So they're like financial education influencers online. And I saw that they were doing it. And I was like, that's really interesting. And I found that whole process super fascinating. So I went away, I did a ton of other research myself on it. And now I'm in a position where I'm investing. if I wasn't following influencers, if I hadn't have gone out and done that research myself, I'd have never started investing. And right now my investment is up. So, you know, super positive. And I don't think I really understood what investing was or is, or really understood it at all. And actually, once I broke it down, I was like, oh my God, this is actually fascinating. But why isn't this something that we're learning about in school? You may have your own conspiracy theories about that. I certainly do. The other thing that you guys really wanted to learn more about and were struggling with was building confidence and improving mindset. So 56.2% of you wanted to learn more about building confidence. Why aren't we confident? What makes us confident? It's one of those things that I just think is really hard to, you know, look online or even listening to a podcast sometimes isn't going to bring about that confidence. Like, how can we find ways to build that? Is it like, you know, wanting to do more public speaking? Is it that you want to feel more confident just going out and spending time with your mates? Is it that you want to feel more confident in your body, in your personality, like all these different things? It can feel super overwhelming. So building confidence is something that you guys wanted to learn more about. So one of the things I would say here is you probably look at other people, your friends, people that you know, people at work, and you probably think, oh my God, they're so confident. But if 56.2% of people feel like they need to be more confident, you're not alone if you're thinking in your head, I need to be more confident. Like, that is totally normal. So reassure yourself that, like, nobody out there, a lot of people are just faking it until they make it. So if you're worried about not being confident, you're not alone. I don't know how many times I said you're not alone, but you're not alone. The other thing that people wanted to learn more about was buying a house. Now, let's say a prayer for our generation, because home ownership is so hard. It is so difficult now to get on the ladder as a young person. It's such a difficult process that really the ones that benefit are the ones that can get support from either parents or inheritance, or they just manage to secure themselves a really high paying job, or they're living at home so they can put stuff away. Like, it is hard to get onto the property ladder without, by just doing it yourself. Like, it is really difficult, and it's only getting harder. Like, it's only getting harder. And that's because of a number of things, you know, to do with the economy, to do with the cost of living, to do with asset prices increasing. Houses are just going up and up and up. Wages aren't going up as much. How can we afford it? Like, it's just so difficult. And for a lot of people, that what would be made more, what would be better is to have that understanding of, okay, what do I actually need to do that? Because if getting onto the property ladder is something you want to do, if you don't have the support of people around you, there needs to be a place to go to be able to find out that information. And 50% of you want that information. 50% of you want to know how to buy a house and have not been taught how to do that. So that is something that I think is just so crucial that we've already done quite a few podcasts on for our audience already. But I do think it's something that young people need advice and need support on. And you guys have reached out and said that. Now, this is the interesting one. Everyone wants to know how much everyone is earning, right? But I think this stat is pretty crazy. So I know it was like just coming out of COVID when we did this survey, but 58.6% of people have admitted to struggling with their finances in the past year. So if you struggle with your finances in the past year, so is there another 58% of people that you're not alone. Like, I've said it enough times in this episode, but like, having that experience, it's normal in your 20s. Most of the people are feeling like that too. Over half of people are feeling like that. Now, I think this is quite interesting. So I have got the breakdown of salaries that people had in their 20s. So the most common amount that people were earning was between 25 and 30K. 20% of people were earning between that. We also had 19% just below that earning between 20 and 25K. And then we had 90% just above that earning between 30 and 40K. So people are really averaging. There's like a big chunk of people there. 60% of people were averaging between 20K and 40K. So I don't know. I really want to hear you guys' thoughts in the comments, because this was 2 years ago and the cost of living has certainly gone up. But have salaries gone up as much? I want to find that out from this next survey that we're doing. I want to know, what are we all earning? Like, I think we all do. Like, we want to know, like, is this normal? Should we be starting a riot? We've seen the junior doctors do it because they're not paid enough for the jobs that they do. Do you think that it's needed? And I think transparency is really, really important. So that is just some really interesting stats. And I'm really interested to see how that compares to when we do the survey this year. So make sure you fill in that survey. Please, I mean, if you really don't want to say it, you can click that you don't want to, but that data is so crucial and it's probably the one that you're all looking for. It's completely anonymous, by the way, when you complete this survey. So we won't actually know that that's you that's saying that amount. So yeah, please be honest when you're filling in the survey. Here's the most interesting thing. A lot of us, what is a salary that we'd all feel comfortable on? What would we want to be earning? What do we look up to? What do we think is like a big salary? Because the biggest amount that we had was people who are earning above 50K on this survey. And we have actually put that way more for the next survey, but only 2.4% of people who completed the survey out of 824 people said they were earning above 50K. I think that's crazy. I think that is crazy, especially in the times that we're living in now. And I know that your 20s is, you know, a condensed period of time. You're early on in your career and stuff, but you know, I think a lot of us think that like, oh, these people must be earning so much money. And the reality is that they're not. But I think in our heads, we all make up that they are. So for only 2.4% to be earning above 50K, it's quite crazy. But if you are in the UK, please fill in this survey and also ask your friends, say, look, I listen to this podcast or I'm a member of the Talk 20s community. They're doing a massive market research survey on 20 something habits, experiences, and they're basically producing a great big report that we can find out, are we in the norm? Is it normal? So head to the show notes of this episode, click below and click on that survey. It should only take you no more than like 7 minutes to complete. Fill out that survey, send it to your friends. And then also, if you want to find out and get the report at the end of it, just pop your little email address in at the end and we will send you the report once it's all produced of all this information. How much are people earning? Who lives at home? Where do people live across the UK? Are we all moving to London? Are we all spread out across the UK? There are so many different questions in there. What are we spending our money on? How many subscriptions are people signed up to? Do people have kids? Are they married? Are they in situationships? Are they dating? Like, there's so many different questions in there that you will be able to get such a full picture and go, actually, I'm okay. I'm doing okay. That's what we want this survey to feel like. We can only do that with your input. Survey will close on the 3rd of May, 2024. So if you're past the 3rd of May, 2024, unless we've had to extend it for a week or so, you might not have the opportunity to do that. But I hope this episode has still been really, really useful. So many different things that we're going to get from this piece of research. Please do send it out, share it far and wide. Thank you so much for tuning in to Talk 20s. It goes without saying that we absolutely love our community. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much for tuning in every single week. We appreciate you guys so much. And yeah, we just can't wait to continue supporting this generation and showing that there are so many amazing young people out there, continuing to voice those amazing young people as well. If you've been following us very closely on social media, you'll also see that we've launched our cast network as well. We're producing some new content for YouTube in particular, that's kind of social experiment style. And I know so many of you, you know, have reached out because you want to feature in Talk 20s, but perhaps, you know, you haven't got something you can talk on the podcast about. And, you know, we tend to have big names and celebrities and guest experts on the podcast, but we're launching a new piece of content that is specifically for you guys. You know, the ones that, you know, are living what would be considered a pretty normal life in your 20s. We want to hear from you. We want a diverse view of what it feels like to be a 20-something right now. And if you're not camera shy, we're producing a brand new YouTube series. And we'll also pop the link down below if you want to feature in our cast network. And to just sign up, you'll get emails regularly with our casting calls. We'll be looking for specific things. Perhaps we're doing stuff about people's jobs. Perhaps we're doing stuff about people's relationships. There's going to be so much content out there that we're going to be producing. And if you want to actually feature on Talk 20s, that is the place to go. So the market research survey and the cast network form, fill it in. And there's two amazing opportunities to really shape the future of Talk 20s. And before I wrap up today's episode, I just have to say a massive thank you to our headline sponsors, Zopa Bank, who continue to support us on the Talk 20s podcast. A big thank you to you guys. And also to our drink sponsors, Riviera. I absolutely love their iced tea. if any of you guys know me well, iced tea is my favorite drink of all. If I'm on holiday somewhere, guarantee I'm drinking iced tea all day, every day. And so big thank you to Riviera for supporting the podcast as well. And thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next week with another guest episode.